Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Friday, November 8th. The state's economy continues to thrive, bringing in record tax revenue, and that means the state legislature will have an additional $2 billion to spend in next year's state budget. The Board of Economic Advisors today revised next year's expected revenue estimate, including a projected budget surplus this year of over $500 million. Frank Rainwater is the director of the state's Office of Revenue and Fiscal Affairs.
South Carolina's got a good growing economy, and we grew much better than expected, and we're still growing well. So it's just confidence to know that South Carolina's in good shape to be able to meet its service demands.
The additional $2 billion in expected tax revenues could allow the General Assembly to better fund public education, corrections, and state building maintenance. State officials announced today that the first round of $50 tax rebate checks are being mailed to an estimated 1.2 million South Carolina taxpayers. Some 400,000 checks were mailed this week to taxpayers who filed a 2018 tax return by October 15th and owed at least $50 in state taxes after credits. The windfall came from some $61 million in income tax paid by the winner of a $1.5 billion Mega Millions jackpot ticket sold in the state last year. It's estimated it will cost the state some $700,000 to mail the $1.2 million rebate checks. A Conway man has been sentenced to prison for forcing an African-American man with an intellectual disability to work hundreds of hours for free. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has the story.
Authorities say 54-year-old Bobby Edwards beat the victim and used racial slurs to force him to work more than 100 hours a week at his Conway restaurant without pay for 5 years. They say Edwards beat the man with his fists, a belt, and pots and pans, and on one occasion dipped metal tongs into hot grease and burnt his neck. A concerned resident notified authorities, and the victim was freed in 2014. A federal judge has sentenced Edwards to 10 years behind bars and ordered him to pay nearly $300,000 to the victim for stealing the man's wages and freedom. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
State Attorney General Alan Wilson announced today that 54 current and former state prison inmates have been indicted on drug trafficking charges at state prison facilities. The indictments by the state grand jury allege that much of the drug trafficking was facilitated by the use of contraband cell phones. Most of the drugs cited in the indictments were methamphetamines, but there were also charges involving cocaine and marijuana. State Corrections Department Director Brian Sterling called the illegal use of cell phones by inmates, quote, the most dangerous weapon in our prisons today. New data from the Children's Trust of South Carolina and the Annie E. Casey Foundation ranks York County at the top of the state for child well-being. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
This is the sixth year in a row that York County has topped the Children's Trust list. The rankings measure the economic, educational, health, and community and family well-being of children across the Palmetto State. In every subcategory but two of the overall 16, York County's numbers for rates of children in distress are much lower than the state's averages. The exceptions are in mortality rates for infants and teens. York's infant mortality rate is more than 7 per 1,000, higher than the state average of 6.5. Deaths among teens aged 15 to 19 came in at a little more than 88 per 100,000, a full 26 points above the state average. At the other end of the list is Allendale County, which ranked last in economic, educational, and community well-being for children. Its death rate for teenagers last year was more than 195 per 100,000. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
The first freeze of the year is coming. The National Weather Service says a Canadian high pressure will bring freezing temperatures to much of central and western South Carolina during early morning Saturday. The freezing temperatures could kill sensitive plants and damage unprotected outdoor plumbing. Temperatures around freezing are forecast again for the early morning hours Sunday. And the long-awaited final section of the Carolina Bays Parkway in Horry County is now open to traffic. The State Department of Transportation says the four-mile section of South Carolina 31 south of Myrtle Beach opened in both directions late yesterday. The Carolina Bays Parkway provides motorists a way to bypass busy U.S. 17 through Myrtle Beach. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.